And we're live. Another episode of The Oddest Couple. I'm Felix Levine alongside the star of the show, Mr. John Alight. He's really excited. Wait.
I want to jump in.
Okay, but before, make sure that if you haven't subscribed to our Patreon already, you go and do that. We just launched it. We had the Patreon a couple years ago, and it was a lot of fun. We had live call-ins from our most loyal fans. But this time, we want to take it another step up. We want to add, obviously, bonus content. We want to drop all our content over there early. Call into the show. If you're a VIP, depending on your different tier, if you're a VIP patron, we'll give you a one-on-one call, maybe even off-air if you want. We could talk business. We could talk family. We can talk, I don't know, if you need advice on anything. He's obviously seen a lot of things. But our Patreon channel is really where we want to have our fans, our most loyal fan base. It's only as low as $8 a month to be part of that community, and it really helps us, and it's a lot of fun. Truthfully, like we've been going viral recently, so we miss a lot of comments, miss a lot of emails. People want to share their opinions, and we can't really go through all of them. We just don't have the time. We don't really see all of it. But on Patreon, it's a lot more organized. So do us a favor. Go subscribe to the Patreon. It would mean a lot to subscribe to the Patreon. You either go to patreon.com/theoddestcouplepodcast, but we can make it even easier. Just click the link in the description of this video or go to his Instagram, my Instagram. Trust me, you'll find it. If you have any issues, DM one of us. Hopefully we see it. And or comment on this video. Hopefully we can answer that.
Jack Ruby.
Okay, wait. You're a step ahead. Today, though, we want to, because we've been talking about some very big figures in this country, some big history. And we were talking off air, and you have a pretty hot take on the assassination of JFK as somebody who has experience with these subject matters. So you have a hot take, and you want to share it. But first, before you do that, I'm going to tell you my hot take. Okay.
I interviewed John Tigg from Benghazi, right? Sniper, great shooter, sharpshooter. So I spoke to him. I also spoke to JD, who trains sniping. He's one of the best snipers around for this government. So Lee Harvey Oswald wasn't capable of making that shot, as the CIA tried to say, and was arrested for the killing of John F. Kennedy in Dallas. Now, after he is accused of that murder and he goes to jail and he's walking through the Dallas courthouse, and Jack Ruby, and I did that because Jack Ruby likes to wear sunglasses, he was a strip club owner, came from nowhere, and decides on walking in with cameras and everything there, good life, and kills Oswald on the spot because Oswald was going to spill the beans that he didn't kill him, that he was set up. Now, we can continue. So you have Jack Ruby that didn't get a fair trial, and they give him an appeal that he can go back because in Dallas he couldn't get a fair trial at the time. And how does he die? Just what I was just talking about the other day, pulmonary disease of the heart. So he's never going to make it into trial because all this can't come out. They don't want it all to come out. And now that the paperwork from the CIA was supposed to be, it was sealed and it couldn't be brought out for all these years. Finally, the time has come for the CIA to release that paperwork on John F. Kennedy and the killing, the assassination, and everything that goes through with it. And now they won't release it. Why? Because now the CIA just got caught with their hand in a cookie jar again, supposedly, with the letter of 51 CIA agents signing. And now we have the new president that wants to run for president, Robert F. Kennedy, just announced that he doesn't trust the CIA may kill him also.
Okay. So one thing at a time. JFK was an inside job?
Oh, 100%.
Who called the hit?
CIA.
But why?
Because they choose who's going to run this country, when they're going to run this country, and how they're going to run this country.
Okay, so why didn't they
just want... Just like we do as in other countries with Afghanistan, Iraq, or anything else.
Why didn't they want JFK to run this country, in your eyes?
Why they didn't want JFK to run this country is... that's complicated. We could go on for 2 days of different scenarios of why. But they didn't want him there. And by them not wanting him there caused the ripple effect. And as always, there is people behind the scenes that run this country. People think the president runs this country. The president does not run this country. No different than anybody's believing that Joe Biden's running this country right now. Just not. That's why he doesn't answer questions.
Okay, so if you had to predict exactly how it went down, like from the top down to when the actual hit was put on, how do you think it worked?
Well, like any hit, they have prearranged the location. So they know exactly where he's going to the second. So they're going to set it up around that circle in Dallas. It was famous that everybody's seen with Jackie, his wife, in the car. Convertible, clear shot, no windows. And they set up shooters around the perimeter, like you would do it on any hit, no different if he wasn't the president. The difference is, like all hits, back to the mafia, all hits are, you're set up by somebody who's inside. Paul Castellano was set up by an insider when he gets killed. And any hit, we need inside information to bring the guy to the location so he can hit. So no different here, but the CIA is the inside. So they know exactly, and they can rehearse where they're going to hit him, when they're going to hit him, how many shooters they're going to have there, who's going to be, you know, you always got to have a diversion. And Harvey Oswald is the diversion. He's the guy that's going to be up there and is going to be the supposed shooter, that he could take that shot. And you could get experts that are going to talk about this. Forget about me. You have experts that say that he is not capable of making that shot if he tried 1,000 times. So that's facts. It's not just, you know, a theory. And then the second fact is the bullet that circled. It's impossible. The bullet at the time and the technology we had back in the 60s, yeah, they could get away with saying what they said because they never knew technology was going to get to where it's at today, where they could replay that, rerun that, and understand that it was impossible in every factor.
Okay, if you had been Lee Harvey Oswald, how would you have played it off?
If I'm Lee Harvey Oswald, I'm doing the same thing as Maxwell, right? You know, at that time, saying, oh, my life's not worth shit right now. And he had to understand that once he understood he was set up, and who knows what they told him, the reasons behind everything is that maybe they told him Kennedy was a spy and that he was working with foreign, you know, country. Who knows what they told him, because he was a loyalist to America. So if you're him afterwards, you got to say, okay, they just set me up. I understand what went on and my life's not worth anything. And for him to be killed like he was, and they got another guy, like Jack Ruby, to do to kill Oswald so Oswald couldn't talk, you got to say, logically thinking at this period of time, looking at back 60 years later, that the power behind the machine that's run this country, it's amazing. And I've talked about Gerald Ford later on, that becomes a president without really being voted in anywhere. And somebody asked me that, you know, I figured who wrote it to me. Somebody wrote something about the Warren Commission. I'm saying, if there is nothing to be hidden still at this point, why is Robert F. Kennedy scared that his life's in danger? Why would you just say what he just said? And people say, well, he's crazy. Well, he's not crazy if they released the paperwork and John F. Kennedy was killed. He's not crazy if Oswald was killed. He's not crazy if Ruby never makes it to his new trial. So when people say, is it crazy? No, because in all these incidents we're talking, there's multiple deaths, one after another. Do you think that's coincidental? We did it with Epstein, we did it with Maxwell, and now we're talking about Kennedy. And Robert Kennedy now he should take out some life insurance too, because he might be correct. Because look what's going on. There's a pattern here. Of 3 in 4 people are connected, directly connected, that keeps dying in all these situations. And why isn't this paperwork from the Kennedy assassination released? Why not?
I don't know. You might know better than I.
I think I got a good handle on it because my handle's always the mob,
right,
and the relationship between the government and the mafia, the similarities, how to run these organizations, because the government is an organization.
Do you think the CIA felt threatened by Kennedy? And if so, maybe why?
Oh, of course. They felt why? Threatened. Because he wasn't controllable. And, you know, if you
can't
control...
He did his own thing always.
He did his own thing. Listen, I could talk about, you know, again, I'm going to talk about Joe Biden now. He's controllable. You know, let's talk logically about, we ever have a president ever in this country where they didn't campaign, where they didn't debate, when they didn't come out and answer questions like this. This is the first time in history this is going on. So my biggest thing is with Robert Kennedy, he's challenging the authorities. He's challenging what they call the globalists, or they call here what they're saying is, you know, the deep state. Now, what's the fear factory behind Robert Kennedy now that, you know, why not talk with him? Why is he saying, what's making him believe that he's not some nut. He is an attorney. He is intelligent. He is a family member of, his whole family were assassinated. His nephew was just recently, you know, Junior Kennedy, in a plane accident, conveniently. So now, if I'm him, yeah, I would think I was, you know, that my life's in danger.
What do you think's the worst thing that can happen to Robert? Because they're not going to put a hit on him.
Robert Kennedy could be killed in a robbery. He could be killed in a car accident. He could die again of natural causes, heart attack.
The pulmonary.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many things you can do to him. Like I said, this isn't some dumb thug organization of dummies. You know, they could almost do anything to him to kill this guy. And as he keeps pressing, he's, you know, people are listening. You know, people say what they want, but he does have some, you know, some momentum. He is getting more and more popular. So if you look at the percentage of when he started, you look where it's at, and we're still not near 2024 yet. So where's he? Where he does have a possibility. Why
so,
not?
Okay, so let's say back in the day and even now, right? When we say the CIA, do we think it's like the director of the CIA? Do we think it's the top dogs? Do we think it's a group of people?
Well, it's the top dogs for sure. Because
but like, how do they come? Like, how you think they meet? Like, how do you think it happens? They meet in a room secretly. And it's only the top three, four. Like, how do you think it happens?
Well, I think it happened the way they just did with the globalists. They all flew to a location and they sat and actually decided what they want to do with the world. Billionaires deciding what they want to do with peons like us, with the minions. And so they're deciding for the rest of the world. Do I think that the director of the CIA? Yeah, because look what the director went to visit Epstein. We just talked about that. And he had a crazy answer for it. When you have Bill Gates buying up all the farmland and he went to visit and was involved with Epstein. So this is not like an imagination, this is happening. Well, you have Bill Gates now that's involved with changing the atmosphere with planes shooting in the spray that blocks the sun to cool down the earth. Now, this is real stuff, right, they're dealing with. You have Elon Musk dealing with things up in Mars. So the capability of these guys are incredible. You know, so when you're talking about a guy that's driving a truck, nothing wrong with the guy driving a truck. He's just the average Joe. He's not thinking on the level these guys are. They're billionaires with chemists at their fingertips, with scientists at their fingertips, and jump to every beck and call they have. Along with, you know, we had how many of our FBI agents that got caught? I mean, the bosses. With the hand in the cookie jar now. How many of the CIA with the hand in the cookie jar? So we know that they're all the industry of the people believing they're law-abiding citizens and, you know, love this country is gone. Everybody knows that now. Everybody's questioning them. Doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on, we know that they're all corrupt. We know they all lie. We know they're on under oath and lie, right? And everybody's sitting there like people are believing them. And they're not even good lies. They hesitate. They're stuttering on there and just what it is. Christopher Wray has been questioned 100 times over. He looks terrible up there. Well, you know, the DOJ Barr, we talked about what he said.
We got so many comments on that.
These guys are such bad liars on top of it. and almost so arrogant they don't care that they're lying. Like, we don't matter what we think.
We have to cut this episode. We'll do a part two to this, obviously. I think that people...
I hope we don't do a part two when Robert's dead.
Oh, my God.
I know.
And the CIA will take our episode down.
I like you, Robert, so stay safe.
Oh, Jesus. But we'll do a part two on this. We're a little short on time today, but we appreciate your constant support. Again, sign up on our Patreon if you so please. Check out our other videos. We had that one on Jeffrey Epstein that's gone absolutely viral. I think it's probably close to 1 million views at this point.
I think Jack Ruby had a daughter.
We can talk about that on part two. You guys better subscribe and like this video so we do the part two.
If anybody knows if he did, I'd like to get a hold of her and get her up here.
You'll get a hold of Jack Ruby's daughter. Anyways, thank you guys so much.